Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Christian Guzman earned an undergraduate degree in kinesiology from HBU before pursuing a master's in education, all-level PE specialty. As a student athlete, he ran and set records in the 60, 110, and 400-meter hurdles and was a punter for the HBU Huskies football team, number 39. And Tyler Hilaire earned a bachelor's in business management and continued on to the master's in human resource management program. As a defensive lineman, number 96, Hilaire was an integral part of the HBU football team. Christian would like to play in the NFL and be a high school teacher and coach, and Tyler would like to open up a sports complex. Wow, you guys are famous. The original team, eh?
Yes, sir.
From the beginning.
Yes, sir. 5 years.
5 years.
Long years.
Yeah.
Why'd you say long years?
Yeah. It was a fight. It was a fight to finish the five.
Was it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You're smart, intelligent, strong. You're going to an NFL camp?
Yes, sir. I'm going to Coach Sonner's Senior Combine for Specialists this weekend, and hopefully I do good. Get some good looks.
Good. Tyler, you're going to...
continue life.
What's that?
Continue life.
Continue life?
Yes, sir.
Are you working out as hard as you used to?
I feel I don't work out as hard as I used to, but now I just specialize now in just punting, you know. I just focus on punting and probably more legs than I used to do before now.
Yeah, how about you?
I'm working out just to work out for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Trying to stay in shape and not, you know, the football curse of blowing up after football and sports are done. So,
yeah.
Just try to keep a routine.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we say the original squad, you guys literally helped start the HBU football team, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Give me some highlights. What's some memories? Man. I'm not talking about Taco Bell either. I mean, some real memories.
I mean, I think one of like the best memory was like just seeing like how the whole program just came literally from the ground up.
Yeah.
When we were here and we practiced on our field on where that stadium is, it was all dirt. You know, it was no stands, no nothing. And then as you kept practicing and stuff, you just saw it continue to build and build. And throughout the years, we just continued to build on that. We added nice stuff to the facility. And it's just like special to see how much it's grown over the past 5 years.
Yeah, I remember that recruiting trip and Coach Henshaw, when you go to a big school, you'll see, oh, this is what we have, this is what we have. And Coach Henshaw had to speak from, this is what we will have. So he would talk as if it was, but then he had to go back and correct himself. So that was always great to come from a program where you saw everything to come in here, and just, it's a humbling experience to sign on. I'm glad HBU came to my house and recruited me, because, I mean, it was a great opportunity. 5 years, it's been fun.
Playing in the NCAA, I mean,
yeah, one of the top
Southland Conference. Yes. Tough conference, eh?
Yes,
oh, yeah. It's pretty tough.
You've seen some formidable players, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we have.
You take some hits?
I took a couple hits as a punter. I really shouldn't have, but hey, I took some.
I was defense. I gave them.
Tyler, did you lay it on him?
I did my job.
There you go. Now, you know, you both are unique in so many ways. I mean, you got such a dynamic future, and you're on the front cover of our Pillars magazine at HBU with two other grad students. Hmm. You're in graduate education. How have you done all this? How have you kept your grades so good and moved on the graduate scale while you're playing football and all the distractions of life?
It was yours.
Yeah, I feel like the main reason is because to play football, you have to be academically successful because you can't just fail your classes and still play football. So I feel that's like the main reason how I've been able to keep up my grades, but they weren't really that good. You know, like they were average, but they weren't great. But then later on, you know, you make friends, you meet students, and then I eventually met my wife, and she's very good academically. She graduated with like a magnum cum laude, I think.
And like that means like mucho smart, eh?
Yeah, she's pretty smart. So that's how I like. She pretty much like made me better so that I can keep my grades up, and I just want to catch up to her. And I didn't catch up to her, but I mean, it helped my grades out a lot, you know, and it just makes you, it makes class so much easier when you got someone there to push you.
And she's an HBU girl?
Yeah, she's from HBU too. She ran track and field here as well.
Yeah. Well, Tyler, what about you?
Support system. And then just the way the campus operates. They hold you to a higher standard. The coaches hold you to a higher standard. Just from the years I was here, my first year I came, we had mandatory tutoring. They continued to build on the way we could get tutoring. So the ASC, great help. You know, just making sure you're on top of grades, not waiting till the grades slip. Coaches are very adamant about making sure your grades in with reports from teachers, open door policy. If you need help, you can get it. So support, family, and then my little brother. I had to show him that it could be finished.
That is great. Now tell me, what high school did y'all come from?
I went to Brookshire Royal, which is about 40 minutes down I-10. It's not that far away. It's a little 3A school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Tyler?
I went to Pearland High School, Old Pearland.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And you both were recruited for the football team?
Yes, sir.
I mainly got recruited here on track, so I came here on a track scholarship. But I saw that we just had a football program, and I was like, I kicked pretty good in high school. I was like, I think I kicked collegiately. So then, you know, I talked to Coach Henshaw, and he's like, well, come give it a try. And I started off at cornerback because of my track history, but I was like, I'm just a punter. So then I just started punting, and that's how I started playing football here.
Yeah. And tell me now, you're in the graduate school. And what are you studying, and what are you, explain more about your future dreams.
We're studying the application of theory. So undergrad, we learned about all these different practices and how things got done. Now we're taking it and applying it to world situations. So, hey, you have the disgruntled employee. How do you handle it? What would the best route be to make sure that the employee is not just acting out, or if it's actually a problem? So it's... that's what I'm seeing, is application and theory being applied.
Mm-hmm. And what are you
doing? I'm doing mine in education. And right now I'm in all levels PE because I felt like that was the easiest one to get certified in. I can just work my way up from there. But
so tell me what all levels PE is.
All levels PE is pretty much physical education. Yeah. And you do all levels, which is preschool all the way to 12th grade. Mm-hmm. So then you get certified for any grade, and you could either go elementary, middle school, or high school.
And so are you guys residential in the grad? Are you online, or are you both?
Both. I'm doing both. I've had both in my curriculum.
Okay. And how long will it take for you to finish your graduate education?
I finished in May. It took me a year. So spring to spring.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Mine is a little longer. Mine takes 36 hours, which is from pretty much 4 semesters, which is 2 years. And after this spring, I only need one more year left.
Now, are you doing residential or online?
I'm doing both residential and online.
Both. So there's a flexibility and a convenience to do residential and online, isn't there?
Yes, sir. I was able to graduate in May. It's really supposed to be when he graduates. But because of the online classes, I was able to cram a little more in.
You kind of did double duty, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sure. Now, tell me what you're thinking about doing in the future. I mean, I want you to, you're talking about opening a sports complex, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about your vision.
I want to open a facility that kids can come and train and have everything they need to make it to that next level. So when I was coming from high school to college, I didn't really have the knowledge that you need to take these tests, you have to have this certain GPA, you have to qualify in these different things. So if we can partner the athletic side with the school side and meet in between where they don't have that disconnect financially or just information. We can provide all of that while you train.
Yeah, sure. And when you were at Pearland High School, I mean, what kind of impact? I'm sure coming to HBU and the serious academic focus here had an impact on you, didn't it?
Yeah, my parents have always focused on grades.
Yeah.
And if you didn't cut it to the quality they wanted, you weren't playing. You showed up for every practice, but you would not play.
Your mom and dad said that?
Yes.
Wow. Wise parents.
They've made it to pretty much every game. So.
Yeah, my mom said to me one time, I brought you in this world and I can take you out.
I've heard that too.
What about you?
Like what I want to do instead?
You know, the high school education. Well, what did HBU do compared to where you were?
Compared to where I was, Royal was not very good academically. So mainly I wanted to just pursue sports. That was my main focus. But then when I signed at HBU, my principal was like really, really proud because she said, she's like, you don't understand like the great academic that's at HBU. Like it's a very prestigious university and like you're going to get the best education when you get there. So I was like, I didn't have no idea, but now when I got here, I was like, this very great education, you know. So it makes your degree just worth that much more when you come to HBU because it's really good academically.
Now, how did you meet your girl?
I met my wife through track.
What's your name?
Taylor Guzman now. Used to be Taylor Thomas, but I just met her through track, and it's a crazy story because like she lived in Waller and I live in Brookshire there, and like the ranch that she stays is literally down the street where I live, but like 15 minutes, and we never met until we came here. So we just met through track and became best friends, and then eventually got married.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Any children yet?
Oh, no children yet.
Tyler, what about you? You got a sweetheart?
No, sir, not currently.
Should we make an advertisement on this podcast?
Oh, no, sir.
Give you a cell number and anybody interested could call?
No, sir. Got to get to that sports complex first.
Yeah, I got to get to the sports complex. Good. Well, when you're on the talk about for a minute the impact HBU had on you spiritually. Because one thing about HBU is it's not just a university that doesn't teach values or faith. And, you know, what's a blessing to me is everybody who sits at this table, who's leading in some capacity at HBU, well, they know the Lord, and they're very anxious to tell me about it. What kind of impact did HBU have on you spiritually?
I come from a Baptist family. Both of my grandparents are pastors of churches.
Are they really?
My dad's a reverend. My aunts and uncles are reverends. So I came from that, and HBU kind of kept me in that foundation. So when you go to public school, God is not really allowed. So you kind of have a tendency to stray from things you would normally do. And I feel like out of all the Christian campuses that boasts that, HBU has stayed true to that faith, and you can see it in the professors, just people you interact with. It's days you're walking down walking around the campus and someone talks to you, but hey, do you have a few minutes to talk about God? So those days you might be struggling or just, you know, not having the best day, somebody could brighten your day with a message from God or just be that person in your life to help you.
Yeah, it's good, good. It's neat that you have a family like that. Yeah. You're very blessed. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Not everybody comes from a family of preachers.
Yeah.
And there must be a lot of preaching going on, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of. Sometimes you got to take a step back and like find your way and not just think that you're supposed to go into that profession. So.
Yeah, when I was little, I had when my kids are little, I'd take them with me, and I had one sermon I preach a lot, and they'd like to get on the front row and mouth it, you know, to back to me. Tell me about you.
Me, like, my family's not, like, his family, like, very spiritual. So coming to HBU, it was like, I believed in God, but it was like a new experience. And HBU pretty much just really helped me grow my faith because you go to combo, which is required, but like when you're there, it just, the messages that the guest speakers deliver, like it just moves you and it just makes you want to like become closer to Christ. So I thought HBU like really, really helped me just continue to grow in my faith.
Great, great. So you finished your final year in football last season, right?
Yes, sir.
And how many were the original squad?
The original, was it like 20 guys, maybe?
Was it 20? That many, eh?
It was a lot more than that, but actual signing class, I want to say it was like 20.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Okay. And now, Goose, let's talk about your future. What are you going to do?
Right now, I'm just trying to hopefully make a roster or get a tryout somewhere, any NFL team. I'd prefer to go to Houston Texans. I get to stay close to home. But any team I would love to play for. And but if that doesn't work out, I always have academics and I already have one degree and I'm working on my second one from HBU. So.
And that's your graduate degree?
Yes, sir.
So we have two great football players here who are both graduate students. And I'm going to show this picture of you guys on the front of Pillars magazine. Take a look at this. And standing with these two gentlemen is a third young man and then a wonderful young lady. And we're featuring all four of you and the graduate school, which, as you all know, is a number of different masters and programs at Houston Baptist University. You are the hope for tomorrow to have Christ in your heart and to have your Christ in your life, Christ in your marriage, eh?
Yes,
that
sir.
Helps, doesn't
Amen.
It?
Yes, it does.
I mean, the family that prays together stays together.
Yes, sir.
And you keep doing that. I want you both to just say a word with you about prospective students that may be listening about the opportunity they could have here at HBU that you've had. What would you say to them?
Try it. You don't know unless you try it, you know. Opportunity is only wasted if you don't take it. So from there, it might not be the program you wanted, but it could be something that, you know, God is pushing you towards. Maybe that door didn't open because you weren't supposed to go that way. So just take the opportunities you have in your life.
Amen.
Like Tyler, I would just say take the leap of faith, you know, just come HBU and just try out the graduate program. Like there's everything here to be successful, you know. Teachers will help you, your classmates will help you, and even tutors will help you. So everyone here wants you to just be successful.
It's really cool that you had the right kind of coaches and leaders in your life. You know, throughout my life, I've met a lot of young people that didn't have any real godly leaders and any spiritual people. And it's just devastating, the consequences. And, you know, we can all say thank you, God, for raising up leaders that love you at HBU and make the difference. We have been talking to Christian Guzman and to Tyler Hilaire, and these are two of the original squad of HBU Huskies. And they're enrolled in the graduate school. We couldn't be prouder of both of you. Just pray that you continue to dream dreams and move forward. You can learn more about the Huskies at hbuhuskies.com. And you can learn about the grad school, which is available residentially. And it's available online, as Tyler said. And both of these gentlemen have learned the advantages of graduate education. It puts you in a different zip code, doesn't it?
Yes.
It really does. You have more knowledge that gives you more opportunity to move ahead. And, you know, I think really learning is a lifelong goal, but there is a tremendous opportunity. So in that sports complex, are you thinking about Houston area or somewhere else?
Houston area and branching out. I want to eventually get it to a franchise.
Wow.
Because I think kids need that avenue. Not everybody's going to be able to get a scholarship playing sports.
Right.
So let's open up the doors or give them the information and let them decide versus it just not being available.
Absolutely. How long have you had that dream?
High school.
That's cool.
I've been working on a business plan and different ways of trying to cost cut so that the financial burden won't be there when college is a thought.
That is great, Tyler. And you're in a great city of great entrepreneurial DNA to have such a vision happen. We want to thank you both for being here today, and we're going to look forward to watch you in the days ahead. And congratulations on the great victories in your life.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.